USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While holding steady on his call for a wall along the U.S. southern border, President Trump makes his argument in a speech last night that the government shutdown problem could be ended with a 45-minute meeting, much like one he says he's called for today with Democratic leaders.
I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done.
Democrats focusing on what they call misinformation, like the 4,000 known or suspected terrorists who the president say have entered the United States illegally over that border. White House spokesman Sarah Sanders says,
whether it's one, whether it's four, whether it's 14 or 4,000, one terrorist coming into our country is one too many, and we have to take every step possible to prevent that from happening.
Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is ready to step down when a new attorney general takes over. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The Sears chairman now on the clock again to keep that company open. Eddie Lampert has another chance to save it from liquidation as long as his hedge fund deposits $120 million by this afternoon in its bid to escape from bankruptcy. The deal could keep 425 Sears stores open. Former VP Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, now a congresswoman from Wyoming, is blasting actor Christian Bale after he referred to her father as Satan while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bale having won Best Actor for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
She spoke on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An Indiana police officer in the hospital after she was accidentally shot by another police officer. Lafayette Police Lieutenant Brian Phillips says Officer Lane Butler's in serious but stable condition. She was injured yesterday when a dog attacked her and two others at an apartment building during their search for a person. Another officer opened fire on the dog, but one of the shots accidentally struck Officer Butler. A fired TV meteorologist saying he's out of a job because of a slip of the tongue and not a racial slur against Martin Luther King Jr. In Rochester, New York, WHEC-TV fired Jeremy Kappel on Monday. That was a few days after he stumbled over his words during a live broadcast describing a city park named after the late civil rights icon. The Ohio woman who was the oldest living person in the United States has died. Lessie Brown's daughter said her 114-year-old mom died yesterday morning at her Cleveland Heights home. Brown had 5 children and more than 50 descendants in total, including 2 great-great-great-grandchildren. And a petition's making the rounds on the Internet proposing to merge North and South Dakota into a single state called Megacota. Change.org users from Fargo say they need 5,000 signatures before they can submit that petition to President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.